This is going to be mindset and fasting. Yes, you heard me right. Don't tune out. You're going to want to stick around for this episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Trepreneur Show. Patrick Summers, I'm your host, and I'm changing it up on you this week. How so? Well, this podcast is a lot about the trades, and it's also about mindset. Mindset is such an important part of success in anything you're doing. This is going to be mindset and fasting. Yes, you heard me right. Don't tune out, because you're going to want to stick around for this episode. I tie it into my journey and the journey I'm still on to be a world-class CEO, business owner, and tradepreneur. Why I have decided to do this episode now is we are in the final quarter of the year. This final quarter of the year, we have a lot of exciting things. You've got Halloween, you've got Thanksgiving, and you've got Christmas. Yes, I said Christmas. Merry Christmas. If you're offended, but you take the day off and you get a Christmas bonus, re-examine yourself. That said, if you celebrate another holiday, fantastic. There's a lot of holidays, Jewish holidays, Christian holidays, Christmas. I can't think of them all. I think Kwanzaa, all that stuff, right? I digress. At the end of the day, regardless, it is a time of indulgence. So now is the time to really get your mindset right, so you don't have to be one of those New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, fix what I messed up in Q4 with my indulgence. So I'm kind of going in to this with, let's get the mindset right. And there's another reason too, and this is how it ties into business. Q4 is annual planning time. This is the time we start really crunching the numbers for the year. We should be doing that throughout the year. But now is the time we're really going to be looking at saying, okay, where are we going to end up? Because we're almost to the finish line. This is the, you know, if you're running a race, this is the time where you start adjusting your pace to really either finish stronger than planned, or to make up whatever you're behind. And you start planning for next year. So perfect time to talk about this as we go into the annual planning phase, which I will be having some podcasts on annual planning, how to do it, what we do, what's worked for us. But right now we're talking mindset and fasting. So I, believe it or not, am approaching the 96th hour of a water-only fast. Now, water-only fast for me is water only and black coffee. I do drink black coffee. I greatly cut down on the amount that I have, and I will have some teas as well. So essentially water only, no food, nothing that can trigger digestion or a glucose response or anything like that. I don't chew gum. I may chew some of that ginseng, the ginseng root, right? That's very good when you're fasting. All right. So you're saying, Patrick, again, it's fantastic, but what does this have to do with mindset? What does this have to do with business? Well, I'm on a journey. So many of you know I've lost 60 pounds. I actually lost about 80, then I put about 20 back on. So I'm at the 60-pound mark. I am in the home stretch. My goal, my personal goal, and if you're listening to this, I hope you have a personal goal, and I hope maybe this will inspire you and we can go on this journey together, is to get down another 30 pounds by the end of the year, all right? Possibly 40, but my goal weight, I have about another 100 pounds that I want to lose, believe it or not, to get to my fighting weight. Why? Why does that matter? Why am I sharing that with you? Well, one, I just made a public statement to you. So you guys are going to be my accountability partner, whether you know it or not. Because if I show up every week and I start looking more and more like Mr. Potato Head, then I'm letting myself down and you guys are going to call me out. It's going to go directly to my credibility. Number two, I made a commitment, and why I really started getting back into health and fitness, because I used to be in it, and then life happens. So I'm sure many of you can relate. So I realized if I want to build an amazing company and I want to increase the enterprise value of General Air Conditioning and Plumbing, I had to increase my enterprise value. I had to increase my individual worth to myself, my family, and the organization, which means and translates to me is I have to be in the best shape of my life. I need to be around. I need to have the energy. I need to be present. And I can tell you that if you're not in shape, if you're not, the mindset's off, if you're indulging in your vices a little bit too much, then you're not going to be fully present to do that. So I made that commitment that that's what I'm going to do. That's where I'm going to go. Well, I have started fast. I've been fasting for the last couple of years. I started out with, hey, I want to do a 24-hour fast. And that evolved to a 72-hour fast. And then it evolved to a 120-hour fast. And then my record, I don't know what the hours are. My record is 8 days. 8 days. With water and black coffee in the morning. Here's what I learned, and here's how it ties into mindset. If you fasted, you can probably relate. If you have never fasted and you want to, here's some of the things that I can share with you. The first attempt at 24 hours, I failed at 3 or 4 times. Then I finally went 24 hours. And the reality is, I look back now, 24-hour fast is really, really simple. Because you just have your last meal around 4 or 5 o'clock and then just don't eat again till that 4 or 5 o'clock hour. And most of that time you're sleeping. It's difficult for some specific reasons, some false reasons, some mental reasons that I'll share with you, some tomfoolery that your brain's playing on you. But the reality is what made it difficult for me is I wanted to do it. I dismissed the mindset part of it. All right. Once I realized, okay, this is what I want to do, I got the mindset right, and I went into it prepared, it was fairly easy. And I can do a 24-hour fast standing on my head. I did a few 24-hour fasts, and then I said, okay, I'm going to do a 48-hour fast. A 48-hour fast is difficult and challenging. And the reason being is you're in that, it's the worst part of the fast in my experience to be in. And you're in the painful part and you don't get the benefits of pushing through that and the good stuff that comes from it. Not that it's not beneficial to you health-wise. I'm talking about mental-wise, okay? And I can explain that. But I did a few of them, and then I pushed through a 72-hour fast. In the 72-hour fast, again, the first 48 hours for me are the most difficult, the most challenging. That's when all the trickery is being played on you by your body and your brain. And that's where your conscious self has to really be in the right place and make the right decisions and have the right reasons for doing it. You get to that 72-hour window, that's when you realize this is why most religions have fasting as part of their spirituality. You get to a place that is, I don't want to say euphoric, but amazing. And again, I'll explain a little bit more about that in a moment. But to get to that point, to get through a 24-hour fast, a 48-hour fast, a 72-hour fast, then a 96-hour fast, a 120-hour fast, and longer, if, you know, some people, I know a guy who fasted for, I think, 18 or 20 days. That's part of a religious thing he was doing. Anyways, to get through any of those requires mental toughness, discipline, and the proper mindset. And if you don't have those, it's the one thing I realize, if you don't have those, you're not going to succeed. All right? You're just not. In anything you do that's a struggle, a challenge, requires discipline and sacrifice and the proper mindset, you come away learning things. You learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about food. One of the things I'll share with you right now, you learn about food, is I am surrounded by people wherever I go. It's the world we live in, that lunchtime, people, it's amazing the people that are like, oh, I got to eat something. I'm starving. And they have to go eat and it's lunchtime and nothing will stand in their way and they fall apart. They can't function. They can't think. And all they think about is food. And I just don't, I'm like, it doesn't bother me. I don't get that way. I don't plan my day around lunch. And that's mainly because I've retrained myself through this fasting. Okay. So I know some of you are watching and you're looking at me and you're thinking, he doesn't look like he misses too many lunches. That's not my problem. My problem is when I do eat, I like to eat abundantly for a lack of better description, but you get the point. So here's the thing. The first 24 hours is difficult. The first 48 hours is very difficult. Approaching the 72-hour mark, you're getting to that point where things are going to get really good. Now, let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. Yesterday, I was probably at the 60-hour mark, 62-hour mark. Let me see. I wrote my notes down here. Yeah, I was at the 63-hour mark coming in, heading towards my 72-hour mark. And I was on the way to the gym. Yes, I work out. I get up early in the morning. I walk. And then I go to the gym. And so I go to the gym in the afternoon, 3 days a week. And I go in the afternoon because instead of going to lunch, I just go work out. Yeah, when I'm eating, I'll have protein or something like that after the workout. But I spend my time working out. It revitalizes me. I feel good. It's better than going and coming back to the office all loaded with a lunch meal. So I was going to the workout, and I felt horrible. I felt exhausted. I was foggy in the head. Vision wasn't like perfect. It was like kind of when you get tired. And I went, the last thing I wanted to do was go work out, but I went and I worked out and I went through the workout and, you know, I was thinking my trainer was going to have mercy on me because she knew I was fasting, but nope. That was not the case at all. She almost gets, I think, like a masochist joy out of seeing me feel pain. Thrusters were still happening. The push-ups were still happening. All the stuff that I shouldn't be doing, if you have pity on my state at the moment, she made me do. And I left there, boom. I don't know. I think it was a combination of the workout and the hour I was in. Because I left that workout, boom, revitalized. Full of energy and just clear clarity, focus. And since then, I went back to the gym this morning. That was yesterday. I went back to the gym this morning. I worked out this morning. Some days I work out in the morning. So I went back in the morning today to work out with her and full of energy. And I'm in a place now where I just feel fantastic. I feel clear-headed. I feel super focused. Attention is in a really high degree. And the last thing I'm thinking about is food. I have no desire for food. Don't crave it. Don't feel hungry. Because here's what happens. Here's where your brain plays tricks on you if you're fasting. In those first 24, 48 hours, you get what you call false hunger. False hunger is that little gurgling in your stomach, the little pain in your stomach, the little blood sugar. I gotta eat. I can't concentrate. That's false hunger. That's your brain's craving, right? Just like if you're craving alcohol or something like that. If you can work through it, that will subside. But we feed it. We feed it. So we train ourselves to respond and have to do something right away. But when you're fasting, you have to work through those. You have to work through those somehow, some way. And then it passes. And what that's translated to me is I could be driving somewhere on a road trip and I start to get hungry. You're feeling those hungry signals, right? And typically what I used to do is I pull into a McDonald's, go through the drive-thru, grab the fries, Coke, and a burger or something, and or maybe the Filet-O-Fish. How many of you love the Filet-O-Fish? The Filet-O-Fish, you can't go wrong with. So comment in the comment section if you prefer the Filet-O-Fish over the burger. That said, I would just pass by and I wouldn't go in there because I could work through those calories. I'm sure Ronald McDonald's not happy to hear that, but I learned what false hunger is. So that's one of the things you learn what false hunger is. And if you can get that discipline and that learning or realization out of something like that and translate into other areas of your life, that discipline, it translates. So the reason I'm fasting now, again, as I said, the time of year reset, I've been traveling. Man, I could feel the inflammation from drinking too much alcohol, eating the wrong foods, fried foods, the fast foods, the hotel restaurant foods, and traveling, just the, you know, on a plane, different time zones, missing my workouts. I got all kind of twisted up. And I find that one of the best resets I can do is a fast. Sometimes I'll do a 24-hour fast, sometimes a 48 or 72. I try and avoid the 48. I'm either just going to do a 24 or 72. If I do a 48, it's because I quit at the 48-hour mark. But 24, 72, this time I'm like, you know what? I need a metabolic reset. I need a purge. I need to really just kind of get myself set up for this annual planning, Q4. This is not just about my health and my physique and my energy. This is about my business. I'm doing this for my business. I'm doing this for my family. I'm doing this for myself. So those many different reasons to fast, but I needed a reset. And so I'm resetting. Now, if you're somebody who's been thinking about fasting, would like to fast, know nothing about fasting, there are so many health benefits to fasting. I've seen stuff on social media, right? I've seen people, there was these two guys once. So this was a couple of years ago, and they were going to fast for like 3 days, and they were going to document it. And these people show up, and they're like, oh, they stay this on the... I got to believe it was dramatic, because fasting is not like that at all. It is if you let it be. It is if you allow yourself to just put your whole world around the food has to give you subsistence, right? It does, but we can go a long period of time without food. So I know you're thinking, am I listening to the Tradepreneur Show? I thought this was about the trades and the business. Now we're talking about fasting. It all ties together. You got to be around for your business. You got to be healthy for your business. You got to be energized for your business. You got to be discipline for your business. And let me tell you, if you can get discipline through fasting and you can take lessons from fasting from your business and carry them into take lessons from fasting and carrying them into your business, man, you're on the right track. So a couple things. I got some notes here because I don't want to mess this up. I want to share with you some of the things that happen in fasting and some of the physiology behind it. So in hour 0 to 12, so from your last meal in the first 12 hours, your body's burning glucose from the carbs that basically you had in your last meal. And you actually are having the insulin response. So your insulin's going to be elevated just like it normally does, depending on how insulin resistant you are, and what you ate will depend how elevated, but your body's doing its job. By the 12th hour mark, your insulin begins to drop and your body starts shifting towards fat as fuel to burn fat. Great way to take off a few pounds. It will be water weight at first, but then you will start consuming fat. 12 hour to 24 hours, the fat burning begins. Glycogen, which is stored carbs in the liver, all right? That's like the caveman stuff, like, oh my God, there's no food, so We're storing those carbs in the liver because we may need them for an emergency, or we're just eating too much. Anyways, they start to deplete. The fat breakdown ramps up and ketones begin to form. Growth hormone increases. So you have an increase in your growth hormone because you want to preserve muscle. Hunger signals rise temporarily, really important, temporarily, but energy levels often start improving. So hunger signals for me definitely rise. energy, at that point, my energy's fine. I'm not really dealing any energy issues. I don't know if it rises, but it certainly really doesn't fall. 24 to 48, I might get moody. Actually, in the 24 to 48 hours, I can get really moody. Just ask my wife. So ketosis, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correct. I've always pronounced it autophagy kick in. What is autophagy? That is basically, it means self-eating. Your body starts to eat itself. Now you're thinking like, well, that doesn't sound good. It actually is, so stay tuned. Ketones become a primary fuel source for the brain and the body, and they are a powerful fuel source. Autophagy, here's where it is. Cell cleanup and repair. Think of the construction site. Think of you're in the trades. You got a construction site. You got to clean up, right? Clean up and repair starts. Your body begins recycling damaged cells and proteins. So your body in this phase is going to start consuming your damaged, mutated, bad cells and proteins first. And that's why this stage of fasting is so healthy. Inflammation markers drop. Inflammation, man, inflammation is so bad. And there's so many things that we eat. You know, one of the things that I avoid that people eat and they think it's healthy because it comes from the ground, but is horrible for inflammation, is soybeans. Mental clarity increases and appetite stabilizes. Yes, I will tell you, for me, appetite is up or down, but it does stabilize. I don't really get those hunger cravings. I might crave food, but I don't get the brain tease of you got to eat. Okay, 48 to 72 hours, deep autophagy and hormone optimization. Autophagy peaks. Your body is in deep cleanup mode. You are cleaning your body up from the stuff that you need to get rid of. Human growth hormone, HGH, spikes dramatically, up to 5 times its baseline. Insulin sensitivity improves sharply. And we are a nation of people that suffer from like pre-diabetes, type 2 diabetes, which is reversible. And we lose our insulin sensitivity. Energy feels steady. Brain fog lifts. See, my brain fog lift closer to the 72 hour. Some people experience euphoria or a fasting high. I'm experiencing that right now. Okay. I'm telling you right now. I got energy. I walked 2 miles this morning. I worked out for 45 minutes. I'm here doing a podcast. After this, I'm going to the archery range to shoot my bow. Got honey season coming up. So any woke listeners out there, yes, I'm going to go shoot Bambi. 72 to 96 hours, full cellular reset zone. Let me repeat that. 72 to 96 hours in, full cellular reset zone. Maximum autophagy, stem cell production, and immune system regeneration. Man, maximum autophagy, stem cell production, and immune system regeneration happens in this stage. Gut lining begins to repair. Anybody with leaky gut out there? Gut lining begins to repair. Our gut is tied to so many things. Our gut, they're finding, is tied to our mental health. So much happens in the gut. Old white blood cells are cleared and new immune cells begin forming. Mental clarity and focus are often exceptional. I will tell you, I may not sound clear and focused and exceptional, but I feel it. All right. 96 to 120 hours. So I will be passing through the 96 hour mark this evening and going into the 120 hour. Refeed prep. All right. So this is refeed prep, is like when you're going to have a meal. So immune system reboot continues. Your body is running efficiently on ketones. Inflammation is at a rock bottom. Stem cells are active in gut, skin, and brain repair. Refeeding. Now, this is important. So I'm going to talk to you about what my notes say and what everything, all the research says But I'm going to tell you what I've done. A refeeding must be strategic. Small, clean, protein-rich meals first. Avoid shocking your system with carbs or junk. All right, so one of the things is when you get to the end of your fast. So my fast, when I reach hour 120, I'm actually going to be, it's going to be 10 o'clock at night. I'm not eating at 10 o'clock at night. All right. Yes, I was traveling. So my last meal when I started was around probably 9:30 at night. I normally don't eat that late, but because of my travel, when I got back, when I started, that's just how the cookie crumbled, as they say. So 10 o'clock tomorrow night, I will be at my 120 hour mark. The reality is I will not eat until probably 15 hours later. So I, what will I be? I'll be 140 hours. Is that right? I'll probably 120. I'll go 15. So 135 hours later, or I'll go 135 hours because I eat. I normally, my eating cycle start around 11 a.m., noon, something like that. I have three meals in a fasting window normally. So I'm approaching that point. So tomorrow, what I have to do is start thinking about, okay, what am I going to do for my meal? How am I going to restart the refeeding process? So everything I've read, everything I've listened to talks about a couple things, like maybe some broth, maybe some bone broth, some, not high sodium stuff. Don't go out and buy some off-the-shelf loaded with sodium. I'm talking like where I'd make my own bone broth, or let's be honest, my wife made the bone broth, right? So homemade, something like that, and some vegetables, maybe some steamed broccoli, something like that. And you just kind of, over 24-hour period, you just kind of reintroduce a food eel. Now, that is the approach I'm going to take this time. In the past, and I've taken that approach before, but I've also been the one that has had my first meal be a bone-in ribeye, medium rare. So I have not followed the refeeding process all the time. I've had big meals. It hasn't been difficult. It hasn't been like, oh, your body's got to get used to eating. None of that stuff. Although this time I am going to reintroduce food more gradually because I need to launch into this again. Remember, I've got this from now until the end of the year goal of what I want to accomplish. So this is a real hardcore reset for me. I promise you, if you tune in, if you check me out on YouTube, you will see me start to transform. If you look at the last, and here's another thing that prompted it, I'll share with you. I looked at some of my YouTubes from the last couple, and I could see the inflammation and the puffiness in me wearing on me, and I was like, man, this is not good. That's what drove me. So if you really want to check to see how you're looking and what you need to do health-wise, start a YouTube channel. You have to look at yourself all the time, and sometimes it's not real pretty. But if you check me out online, you will see, you will watch, and I will update you weekly on where I'm at. I will be transparent. If things are going great, I will tell you. If I'm having setbacks, I will tell you. Remember, it's not perfection. We're not looking for perfection. We're looking for consistency in anything we do. Business, this past week in business, we had some days that were decent. Then we had some days that I wanted to do a header off the building. And then yesterday was like, I'm like, what is it? Like 120 degrees out in the middle of July. It was phenomenal. Right. But we're consistent. Consistency. That's what leads to success. That's in business. That's in health goals, health challenges, whatever it is. Being consistent is one of, in my opinion, and in my experience, is one of the most critical aspects of success, the consistency. So that's my take on fasting and giving you an update on my experience with fasting. If you have never tried fasting, I encourage it. The health benefits are phenomenal. Be patient with yourself. Make sure you go into it with the right mindset. Earlier I said that, you know, I'll regularly do, once a month, I'll do the 5-day fast I do maybe once every 3 or 4 months. But a 24 or 72 hour fast, I do about once a month. Now, I said that I sometimes do a 48 hour fast, which is painful because you're right in the middle of where you don't want to be. You want to get past that. Well, the reasons I do a 48 hour fast and it, as opposed to the 24 or 72 is because I quit. I get to that somewhere in that range and I'm like, man, I can't do this. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to do it. So with that said, what happens is when I reflect, I realize I didn't go into it with the proper mental preparation to fast properly. So one of the most important things I can tell you is if you're going to fast, try a 12-hour fast, then go to an 18-hour fast, then go to a 24-hour fast, right? Build yourself up. And then when you do that, just add more time to it. But the number one takeaway, if you're going to do it, make sure you go in with the right mental preparation. Okay, be prepared for it. And don't beat yourself up if you don't make it. It took me multiple attempts to go 24 hours. So I hope, even though we didn't specifically talk trades and business, I hope there were some takeaways for you in this episode where we deviated a little bit, talked about health and wellness and mindset, but it all ties back to business. If you want to build a phenomenal business, you've got to be a phenomenal human being. You've got to be at your peak performance. You need to be the example for your team in how you take care of yourself. You got to take care of yourself so you can take care of your business, so you can take care of the people that commit themselves to work for you, and so you can take care of your family. All right? So thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. That's the greatest support I could get. I appreciate you sharing this. I appreciate you commenting and liking. And until next time, be great.